There's only one way. It's straight and narrow. It's what? Straight and narrow. So you find the straight and narrow path, and you go down that path. Amen. If you need some help, here's the word. There's all kind of help. You just got to ask. Amen. Most of all, inside you is the Holy Spirit. When you got born again, Holy Spirit came to live in you, and he's your teacher. And then you get filled with the Holy Ghost, and he will teach you all things if you'll consult him all the time. Junior is my teacher, and more my doer when it comes to the computer and stuff like that. Yesterday, I couldn't get something to copy, and I tried to forward it, and every time I tried to forward on my phone, every time I tried to forward it, it wouldn't show up. I don't know what he did. We never did get that to forward, but I took my phone back, and it says 43 apps updated. So you know I hadn't been doing any updated apps at all. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, is your teacher. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. He will what? Lead you and guide you in all truth. There's so much that God wants to say to all of us. But I could keep on talking for another half hour, and I wouldn't say any more than I've already said. God loves you unconditionally, and he wants you to reciprocate that love by loving him and obeying him unconditionally. If you do that, it's all through the Old Testament. If you keep my commandments, I will bless you. If you don't keep my commandments, the curses will come upon you. And he says that I have been merciful to all of you. I was praying about the Florence, and this was after the Florence had died down and still flooding going on now. And I was just saying, thank you, Lord. No, they were talking about something was going to flood else. And I was just saying, mercy, 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 Lord. He said, had it not been for my mercy, they would have been totally wiped out. So I'm telling you, you better wake up. And this is not me speaking, because I'd rather not say. Yes, I would, but I'm glad to say what the Lord says. Glory to God. Forgive me, Lord. God says, wake up. Wake up. Listen to the voice of wisdom calling to you. Crying to you, telling you what I want you to do, who I want you to become. He said, listen, 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 and obey. Otherwise, the canker worms that are already destroying things, they're going to get worse and worse, and you're going to start seeing. Babies born crippled and maimed, and they'll be telling you to abort them because they're not going to be normal. But he said, you bring them in the right way, and my blessing will be upon them. Now, if you're already in that situation, already done, he's not talking to you. He said, start where you are now. Hear my voice. I told Joran that twice or three times, and so Jordan bring me that, I picked that up, and he just kept on doing what he was doing. And then when I get ready to get him, I don't want no spanking. I don't want no spanking. Too late. I love you. I'm not going to cast you aside. God said, I love you. I'll never cast you aside. You return to me like Israel returned to me. I will forgive you. He said, but they already had gone through a lot of trouble that they would not have had to go through. This is me and the Lord. And he said, don't degrade any young lady, any young man. I'm talking to you from the Lord. You get very selfish. Because when you have your child, you change everybody's life that's connected with you. That is selfish. That is selfish. You didn't intend for it to happen. Maybe. And some of you do. But hear the voice of wisdom. Hear the voice of wisdom. You can't wait. From this day forward. Everybody say, from this day forward. You can wait. He said, pray always about everything, and I will give you a divine plan. He said, I have houses for you. Pray about it. Hear my voice. Hear my word. I'll give you one just right for you. Don't tell my children. I'm asking the Lord for us one with two bedrooms, one probably in the woods where nobody don't know where it is but us. He said, I have cars for you, nice cars. But don't jump the gun. Hear my voice. Go on to school. Get your education. But don't leave me in the process. Don't hang out with folks that don't hang out with me. Don't fall in love with people that don't love me. Don't think you'll change them once you get them. The only way you change a fish after you get him, he dies, and you clean him and put him in the skillet or bake him. My husband decided that he's going to get our fried food, so he wanted baked fish. I don't know how to bake fish, but I read it, and it called for lemons and this and that. I did exactly what the recipe said. It tasted okay, but he didn't want any more. Glory to God. Listen. Verse 17 of chapter 8. He says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. When wisdom speaks, everyone must listen. Two more verses. What is wisdom? Proverbs 9 and 10. I'll give you time to put that up there. Oh, that's okay. I'll just read it. Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See, we don't reverence God enough. I mean, he's our buddy, he's our daddy, we just hang out with him, and that is wonderful. But the Bible says he's clothed in majesty and honor. He's majestic. He's the one and only God. If he needed to know anything, he wouldn't ask any of us. So we have to fear him. Reverence him. That's what it's talking about. Because he's God. Reverence him. Because he's God. Again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Job 28:28. And unto the man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. In all they're getting, get understanding. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that has gone forth today. We thank you that it will not and has not fallen upon deaf ears, but hearts are open and ready to receive. We're ready to pray about everything. We're ready, as James said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men, and we ask you today for wisdom to deal wisely in the affairs of life in every situation, in our relationship with you, in our relationship with each other, in our possessions, on our jobs, wherever we go and whatever we do. We ask for wisdom in the name of Jesus. Amen.